three more. Lawn concert. I had to ask last night if you had those here, like Tanglewood, you know, playing outside music. Sounds like. Lawn concert. They may have come to hear about love, or blank pain that stays blank until music makes a shape for it, so to know it, so to feel it out. But for whatever reasons of their own, the lovers swarm here in throngs, paired hand in hand, blankets under arms, wine bottles swinging by the necks like pendulums of old clocks. And music is a good excuse for picnics in the lush night air. But when it begins and she begins to listen, a woman may tell how she loves a man, the way her back inclines sitting next to him, by the way she freely touches him, as if there were no limits to her touch, as if there were no touch they haven't known, and she believes that he's the one from whom to take essential sustenance and feels no need to seek it in anyone else. I've never felt this way myself. Maybe it happens for only a few moments in a life. The other couples near my blanket make other arrangements, sitting upright in lawn chairs or scattered on the grass. One man lies on his side with his back to his wife, his head pillowed on the inside of his wrist, while she sits hugging her knees to her breast, as if they had argued and switched off the light. But soon we're all drawn inside the symphony, the air suffused with music and we breathe it, and darkness will thicken so those around me are just black shapes melded or apart. So I lie back, my eyes wide, listening hard, to watch the crossing of the music and the stars, to feel myself nothing but some chance meeting of endless space and endless inwardness. I even half expect some inhuman voice to tell me how to embrace the constant underlying silence that surfaces in this music and shows the bow strokes clean as brush strokes on a white canvas. But there's none of this, only the thought of lovers lying down right now, their touches useless or tender or electric.